When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the line to talk about sobriety. Hang on, we'll be with you. Jelly Roll uses cannabis to keep himself off of hard drugs, and we've been talking about whether it is cool or not cool to call yourself sober if you're smoking the marijuanas to keep you from using harder drugs.
So two politicians yesterday deleted posts about Memorial Day, highlighting possibly how little the lawmakers know about the longtime U.S. holiday. Representatives, is it Ilhan?
I think it's Ilhan.
Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Cori Bush of Missouri both posted tributes to soldiers on X Monday, but quickly deleted them after recognizing a flaw in the tweets. Both it's so weird. The Daily Mail, it's hard to know where they stand. I think they just stand for riling things up.
Oh, yeah.
Their verbiage is very inflammatory. Yeah. Both progressive squad members use the holidays to advocate for housing and health care reform, demanding that veterans get the treatment they deserve. But unbeknownst to them, or at least they didn't know, Memorial Day celebrates the lives of fallen soldiers, not the ones that are still living. Is it okay or not okay to say that it's un-American if you don't know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? And we'll put the little caveat on there, especially if you're a politician.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I think there is a very, very large problem with holidays such as this not being properly observed. And I'm sure that in some ways we're all guilty. Like if on the barometer of how guilty you are, like what did we do? Did you not visit a fallen soldier's grave? I mean, that would be the best thing. Did you go to something that showed respect? I'm not really sure. I think we could all get better. But sure. To be a part of our political landscape and seemingly not know the difference, it's a bad look. I could probably list off a couple other reasons why they're un-American, but I don't know that getting these two mixed up automatically makes you un-American. Uninformed.
See, I think if you're a politician who already dips your toe in the pool of anti-Americanism, you better damn well know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. You've probably got Facebook friends who said thank you to everyone who serves yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, it's kind of messed up to say, and they deleted it, so they clearly care, but I don't feel like they're necessarily, their base is a group of people that would really care. Like maybe that's messed up to say, but I really, like you said, they already dabble in realms that can easily be looked at as un-American or at least not having American interests first. So I think in that realm, like being patriotic or even showing respect to those that fought and those that fought and have lost their life, I don't think it's at the high on the list of priorities for people who would tell you that they love these two politicians.
No, and like I don't automatically think that if you get the two screwed up that you're not patriotic or that you don't love America. You just might not know any better. Memorial Day is for those who died in service to this country. Veterans Day is for those who served.
I also feel like there's more that could be done, like from a government standpoint, to help people appreciate the holidays more.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is. Is it radio broadcast? Is it something that comes in the mail? Is it the president speaking in a more organized set place every year? Like, you know that on Veterans Day, the president is going to be here giving a statement from a gravesite, and then or the other way around, Memorial Day, you do that, and Veterans Day, he goes to a certain base. I'm not really sure, but I don't know that we as a society and a country put like tons of focus on these holidays and how to properly appreciate or respect them.
Yeah, and we should. You know, going to Clearwater Honor Fest, thanks again to Achieve a Credit Union for having me out. That was a poignant celebration. That was a poignant commemoration, an honor fest, if you will, to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in service to this country. And I'll tell you, I don't know that you should require people to hear from Gold Star parents, but it will definitely make you think about the real meaning behind Memorial Day if you listen to a Gold Star dad talk about losing his son.
Yeah, and I know you're never going to force people into any sort of gathering or anything like that, but I do wish somewhere between forced and nothing, I think there should be something that we do on a broader scale, a little more organized when it comes to these events. I mean, Sleepy Joe got a little napping during his ceremony yesterday, so, I mean...
Now, I'm not looking to go Richard Dreyfuss in the way of homophobia and misogynistic behavior, but I will say he's on this thing about, like, it's a shame that we don't take civics classes anymore in high school, that they stopped about 50 years ago. Civics classes, you had to learn stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely, with everything else that we've taken on as a society, I feel like these are the areas where we have fallen as citizens and showing respect and appreciation for the people that fight for this country and lose their lives.
Yep, and we're the land of the free because of the brave. Mm-hmm. Drew Grabo live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
My name's Big John from Sarasota.
Hey, Big John.
I originally called about your sober thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we can switch channels because I grew up in Arlington.
Okay.
And up until several years ago, I didn't know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Wow.
And it was actually due to a Facebook post that probably 3 years ago that I actually started knowing the difference. And yesterday I was actually watching a debate on border security on C-SPAN. And they went right into the ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery. Mm. So when you guys were talking about, is there a there should be a place where they do this every year, and they do. There's a laying of the wreath every year at Arlington National Cemetery.
Sure.
But believe it or not, I just stumbled on it by mistake.
I believe it.
And Lloyd Austin spoke down there, and Joe Biden spoke down there, and the chief of staff of the Army actually spoke also. Okay. And it was a really good thing. Sure. Am I on the air?
No, hang on one second. We're going to be right with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
But before we put you on, do you have anybody else that you can list that also spoke there?
Yeah.
We want to make sure we have the comprehensive list if we're going to put you on the air.
We like to have at least 7 or 8 sources, before we put you on. So you mentioned Lloyd Austin, Joe Biden, you know, like 3 or 4 others?
That were at the ceremony. There were Gold Star families there.
I'm sorry. I hate to ask, but the guys are going to ask once we get you on. Do you know their names? Because you seem to mention everybody else's name.
No, I don't. The chief of staff of the Joint Chief of Staff, whatever. I don't know.
Hey, Drew, I don't think we're going to be able to put him on. We're going to have to let him go.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay. I'm trying to set you up for success, and the guys are going to pick you apart if you tell them, like, only 8 names that spoke at this wonderful ceremony yesterday, and you don't know, you don't know 12
fine.
Or 13.
But you guys were using the wrong term with sober. When sober is from alcohol. Clean is from everything else.
That's not true.
California clean. I like that.
Well, sort of, okay. I'm a Big 12 stepper, okay? And our view in the rooms, there's a lot of idiots that don't know. My view on people that smoke pot is if it works for you, do it. Mm. It's a disease of dysregulation, okay? It's an internal disease. It's not an external disease. When I first picked up alcohol or drugs...
Are we still on the air?
I became...
Are we on the air? Is this guy on the air still?
No, he can't get on the air until he gives us more sources for the big memorial.
I sure hope he's not.
Okay, I'll let you guys go.
All right, see you later, bud. Thank you. Thank you. 727-579-1025
and 800-771-1025. I've never really heard that sober is just for booze. Is that right?
I've never heard that either. I mean, I guess I get it. I mean, when I think about it, sober does feel to be more booze-esque.
Yeah.
But I think
clean.
It is. Yeah, I'm clean, baby.
Clean for everything else. Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
I missed that last guy already.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Robert.
Why do you go so quick?
I just looked up sober definition of meaning according to, hold on, Robert. According to Merriam-Webster, sober, abstaining from drinking alcohol or taking intoxicating drugs.
It could have. I mean, the thing is, too, the drug problem has grown so exponentially that I can see it sober having to take on drugs, even if it once didn't mean that.
Right. That's a good point. Sorry about that, Robert. What up?
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hey, going back to basic Allie. Civics, I couldn't agree with you more, man.
You didn't take civics, did you, John?
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember a lot of things. I mean, yes, I think essentially I did.
Oh, we had a civics class in ninth grade.
What would I have learned there?
About America, like how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah, we had that. Mr. Rodriguez. Shout out to Mr. Rodriguez.
How ironic.
He was super Mexican, too.
Like super Mexican?
Oh, like, hey, man. How's everybody doing, man? You want to learn about America, man?
That's very bad. It's very Mexican.
He was super Mexican. And he also only wore tie-dye shirts. And everybody said that he smoked weed in his car at lunch.
Oh, that's very interesting.
He was the coolest. Oh. Guy also did all of my sleeping in his class, and he never said a word.
I can see where you would love him. Yeah. Sorry about that, Robert.
Hey, no problem. I wanted to share the three basic requirements that the U.S. requires out of people that assimilate as Americans legally and nationally, and that's to be able to read, write, and speak English, have basic understanding of U.S. history and government, civics, and be a person of good moral character. So Omar, lacking maybe in more of those areas than others, but on the levels of intellect, of stupidity, ignorance, knowledge, and wisdom, I think she's down there on the low spectrum.
Okay, but not exactly what we're talking about, but I appreciate the call.
Well, you know.
Not what we're talking about.
I mean, I will say these, I feel like these specifically, Ilhan Omar, very kind of
polarizing
enemy number one for people on the other
side.
Oh,
yeah. A lightning rod for that, if you will. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Would you think it was okay if you see someone post like an erroneous message on Memorial Day for like on Facebook or whatever? To go, hey, it's not about that.
I wouldn't feel the need. Wait, am I?
You
offended?
Wouldn't feel the need to do it, but like someone else doing it.
I would think that was unnecessary to do it publicly, especially if you know the person,
right,
and you actually care about the person,
right?
Because at some point, you either want them to know about it or you want to publicly shame them.
Ah, so then like privately, like, hey, just so you know,
how many did you do yesterday?
Oh, none. Thought about it. Hi, Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you? Try that guy again. Hi, Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
Got that list for you, bud.
Who are you? Hello?
Michael Tickets, you guys, you know you can't tell if you're on or not.
Excuse me?
So, when you say that, I just said Michael Tickets twice. You hung up and then you picked up. So, hey, I'm just calling about sober.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, so...
Oh, did you want to go on
the air? Listen, I know that, you know, I know your voices, you guys. You just did that to that dude, which he was just calling nicely, and that was a good call. I don't know what's going on just because he mentioned two or three names. He was just talking about who was there. If Trump was there, he would have said Trump. Not a problem.
We weren't picking fun at the guy.
Yeah, sir, it's a comedy-based radio program. We're having some fun. I don't know if you had a really rough
Tuesday. I don't know if you had a rough Tuesday,
if you're lashing out at us or projecting.
How do I just lash out? I just said, listen.
You sound a little wound tight. Do you want me to go ahead and let you go? Because you sound like you've had a rough day, and maybe you're taking it out on us by yelling at us.
I'm smiling. So am I yelling?
You were.
Your voice got very high, and you did yell.
And this is somebody who yells all the time.
I yell a lot, so I know a fellow yeller.
No, you're not the yeller. I'm the yeller.
Oh, you're the yeller.
Let me lower it. Because I used to train like 500 people in a room, and so literally I project.
I got you. Do you speak down to them like you speak down to us, or do you treat them with respect?
That's a hell of a train.
I just spoke down to you by just saying, hey, I thought that guy was being nice.
It's okay, man. You want a white knight for the guy? That's totally fine. I'm sorry I offended your boyfriend.
No, I was calling about sober, dude.
You're yelling again.
Okay, I have to lower my voice. I don't know. I'm from Wisconsin originally, so it must sound really weird.
It does sound like a Midwestern thing.
And they're usually polite and quiet as opposed to you loud and mean.
Okay, should I stop? I don't know how I was mean. Keep going. It'll be good comedy for my friends. So go ahead. I'm literally whispering. I don't know how to lower the modulation. So I swear I was just calling about sober. Yeah, the definition of sober is, you know, I have a master's in psychology, industrial organizational psych, master's, had abnormal psych, worked up at Protective Services in Gainesville. And yeah, sober is just, it's alcohol related. But, you know, you can call it whatever you want. But that's all it is, and you were just asking the question, is it? So, and I've called a couple times before, and you guys said it was always good calls, once about pot, it was Colorado, and then I can't remember the other time, maybe Red Rocks or Green Chili, you know, anyways.
Everything okay? But
he's a psychologist. He knows if everything's okay.
Masters.
No, I'm not a psychologist. Keep going.
Oh, I swear that's what he said.
It was one of the 14 things that he said about himself.
You're taught. And so when that guy said sober,
See, look at you, self-aware enough to bring it down a little bit.
I'm trying.
So proud of you.
I know. It's hard because I am. You know, it is an issue. I swear. I have a Cuban mother and a German father. And, man, when you mix those two, it creates freaking woo.
How does a Cuban, not to take a little diversion, but how did a Cuban lady meet a German fella?
It's pretty cool. My dad was in 55. He had a choice to go to Indonesia, as he called it, Kama Sutra all the time. In 55, he was 23, to go set up milk packaging equipment. That's how he ended up in Wisconsin, ultimately. From Germany, Dusseldorf, and to set up milk packaging equipment in Havana. Then things started going bad post revolution.
This is my fault.
I was going to say, for as mad as that guy was, between the two of them, they've been on the phone for 75% of the segment.
I'm sorry.
They should both be less in their feelings because they got a hell of a run.
I asked a question, and then as soon as he went into his long, involved answer, I realized that.
Well, you know, he's got some degrees.
I mean, he yelled at us. Hello, Drew Graba live with John Senning. We've been discussing both the definition of sobriety as well as whether it is okay or not okay to think that someone's un-American if they don't know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Who are you?
I'm Bob. I just want to say I don't like the tone of the last guy. And second of all, he said there's no way of telling if you're on or not. Listen to the ding. When you hear the ding, you're online. Love you guys.
Love you,
Bob. We should have – we've talked about this before. If we were smart, we would have like a 10-second screener – clip that played coming back from break every because there's nothing
right
like it would maybe alleviate some, like it could be funny, but it just says when you hear the ding, you're on the air,
right?
Something, because clearly, I mean, how many times a week do we hear am I on?
Right.
I mean, so, probably at least 10 to 12.
You know, maybe I just need to take it upon myself, like when we're coming back in. Hey, welcome back, Drew and John. When you hear the boop, you're on the air.
Well, I would say taking things off our plate is really more of the lane we're in rather than putting, like, we've already got enough to remember. So if there was just something that said right before we go to callers that was like, when you hear the ding, you're live on the air.
Or what about this? Hey, you're on the air with Drew and John. Who are you?
See, but he doesn't know that you're talking. You could be talking to any of those people that are on the phone.
Sam?
Like, she got it, but not everybody would.
Do you know that you're on the air?
Hi, this is Sam.
Hello?
Hello.
Do you think you're on the air? If you had to bet, do you think you're on the air or not? If you had to bet money, $100. On the air.
Yes, I am.
Yep, you got it right.
Good
job.
We didn't actually have any money.
No, it was hypothetical money. Boop. How you doing?
Good. Hey, this is Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were trying to get Sam on. Are you Sam?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, Sam. I am.
Hi. So, yeah, I'm calling about the sober definition, and I agree with John.
how it could have been morphed from, I believe, alcoholism into drugs. I 100% completely agree with that. I didn't even think about that. And I wish I could take the 2 minutes back of waiting for Wisconsin dude to finish. And I almost lost my train of thought. I'm like, why was I calling? So anyway, that's it.
Thank you very much, Sam. A lot of trashing of yelling McMilwaukee. You know what I'm saying, John. Green Bay McYelson.
Nope.
Drew Grabo Live. Oh, you're on the air with John and Drew. Who are you?
Joe.
Hey, Joe, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey,
you guys are bringing up some great topics today. I love the content. You were mentioning about people not knowing about the, you know, Memorial Day and things like that, mm-hmm. and civics classes not being taught in school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you were mentioning the congresswoman. Mm-hmm. These are all great points to bring up to the average American citizen listening. These are what's happening to our country. We're children not being taught about the United States. Congress people in Congress have total direction for the United States, not a democratic democracy, republic, whatever you want to call it, free voting. They want to change our country from teaching school all the way up, and that's what's happening. Teaching in school, they become congressmen. Democrats want illegal voting. They want the borders to be wide open for illegal voting. If you vote Democrat, you lose your country. They have
But Robert De Niro said if we vote for Donald Trump, then we will never have another election again.
The thing is, if you vote, we're going to lose our country. Oh. Doesn't matter for what side.
Damn.
I know.
That was a close one.
Drew Grabo Live with John Senning.
By the way, that guy made me think of something.
Hold on, please.
I think there is a truth in what he was saying. He went off on just a completely politically leaning tangent. But I think you can't deny that patriotism is out of style.
Oh, yeah.
And has been vilified in a bunch of different ways over the past 5 to 10 years.
Sure.
And I don't think that happens and you don't get real life tangible outcomes. And, I mean, we're talking about something fairly non-consequential in the way of not knowing the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, but that's just one minor side effect of years and years of this kind of thought process to where people almost look at those holidays as throwaway based on what they've been led to believe.
Correct. Drew Grabo Live with John Senning. Thank you. We're going to come back, and I have not one, not two, but three.
Oh.
540 fun facts before we give way to a cat named Mo. One of them involves Mario, Super Mario.
Mario.
The other, Dave Gahn from Depeche Mode, why he got arrested today's date.
Dave Gahn.
And the third, in my opinion, one of the most tragic comedian deaths that has ever been deathed.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's just crazy to think about how much money gets spent on that as a society when it wasn't a thing 10 years ago.
It wasn't a thing like five years ago.
That's got to be the largest, newest market, right? Like if you look at a certain genre of business, food delivery has to be the thing that is still the newest but making the most amount of money.
It's the biggest waste of money that we engage in.
It really is.
Why do we do it? We're smarter than that.
Because so you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's because time is money.
Yeah.
Time is money, and we are spoiled rotten, but if you get to spend 20, 30 more minutes not driving around and waiting and dealing with the hassles that come with going inside of a business, that is worth something. And it's probably somewhere near the price, maybe a little less than we pay for delivery.
Monday, when you weren't here, I was filming at Fox 13's studios. Second time I was there, by the way. I was there once. They did a news piece on me.
You got a gag order?
No.
Okay.
I can speak.
Okay. What do we cook? Was there two dishes?
Oh, I can't say that.
Oh. Was there two dishes, though?
No.
Okay.
No. Jeff and I each prepared,
you separately.
Yeah, we separately prepared. Like, we had separate dishes. His looked way better.
Yeah. Well, when you have a chef in front of your name, you better make the best looking dish on set.
Yeah, that's true.
He probably would have ruined yours, like dropped it or something if it looked better. No.
Yeah, there was no worrying about that.
Yeah.
So I filmed literally all morning. Like, I got there at 10 a.m. and we got done about 1 p.m. And I didn't have quote unquote time to stop by and get food. And I was very hungry and I didn't get to bring my protein bar or anything because I was there, right? So I get here at 1:35-ish, And I'm like, I don't even have time to deliver food. But then I remembered I DoorDashed JJ's Market because they get here like they're the fastest. They're close to us. And I got a wrap and it was here within 15, 20 minutes and it was accurate and it was delicious. And I probably paid $30 with tip and all that for a wrap that I could go into JJ's and pay $12 for.
I will say this. We got on the Uber One, the Uber Eats One or whatever it is. And like the amount of discounts, I don't know if you set me up for this because of what I told you just moments ago.
Yeah, I did.
But, like last night, the order that we placed, very impromptu, unplanned, last minute, too late. I think it was like $20 off with whatever. Like when you go into it, it's like got the little promotions bucket. And if you're an Uber One member or whatever, I think you pay like $10 a month. It's a different types of promotions all the time available to you. So for as much as we use it and you use it, I would say it seems worth it.
I want to use it less. I want to save myself more money by using it less. I like when I prepare meals. I like when I know what I'm going to eat.
That is, I mean, that has a place in the world. I think you can prepare almost all of your meals and still order more food than we probably should as a human. But, you know, it is convenience. And, you know, this world comes with a lot of bad things. But one of the good things we got is people that are bringing your food in 2.2 seconds.
Boy, isn't it great? Hopefully not jerk off on it. You ordered something last night that I would never have guessed. Yeah. If you had said, I'll give you 100 guesses as to what I DoorDash, Grubhub, whatever for dinner, no way would I have
guessed. And I will tell you this, it's absolutely the first time I've ever had it ordered. And I can't tell you where it came from in my mind. And I talked about it a little bit, but you know that on Tuesdays I try to fast. And I would probably say I have like an 85 to 90% success rate.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when I get home on Tuesday night, I'm over it. And I'm like, I'll either have a snack or I'll just eat dinner.
Sure.
And last night, sometime around 8:45, 9 o'clock, I was starving. And I just was not, I was over it. I wasn't in the mood. And Danielle was hungry too. So we broke together and she goes, well, if we got food, what would we even get? And I felt like in that moment I had to have an answer or we were just going to not eat. So I said, Outback Steakhouse.
No rules, just right.
And then she goes, no. And then she walked outside and like was outside for a minute. And then she came back in. She's like, were you serious about Outback? I was like, I think I was. And
now she's a vegetarian.
She eats fish. Yeah. So,
sorry.
So it happened. It happened sometime around 9 o'clock last night. Put in the order, Uber Eats, Outback Steakhouse.
How was it?
It was. I would be honest with you, and I have no problem burying them.
Yep.
It was amazing. I in my mind, I was like, I'm just gonna get a little steak. So I was looking at the sirloins and stuff, and it was like, yeah, but that's only a couple dollars away from the ribeye. And then I end up on the ribeye, and I'm like, well, then the bone-in ribeye is only a couple dollars more than that ribeye. So I ended, I think it's an 18-ounce bone-in ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, it got there super quick. And, I wouldn't really ever order a steak.
No.
Especially not one that is not super cheap.
Right.
Delivery. Dude, it came hot as can be. It was cooked perfectly. I didn't know. I thought they seared all their stuff.
I thought so too.
This was like char grilled. This had like char grilled marks on it. And it was delicious. It felt I had no problems with it at all. I just had the steak and I felt nourished enough to make it through the night.
In Orlando, there used to be a restaurant called Steak Out, and it was on the corner of Mills and 50. STEAK, Steak Out, and it was a steak delivery service.
Cooked. Whoa. See, because that is the thing is, what would be your automatic? Because when Danielle guffawed at my idea of Outback, I said, I just want a piece of meat. I was like, it doesn't have to be a good piece of meat, but I'm only looking to eat protein. I only want meat. So then
I do food delivery.
Like if you had to do something and also not be fancy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want to order like something from Burns or like a super.
Not to order
to be delivered. So.
I'll be honest with you. I might have to go Outback.
Yeah.
I don't. There's not one that comes to mind.
Yeah. I tried to think. I looked at like whiskey wings and stuff, and they had like some fillet tips or something.
Yeah.
But I just
you wanted a steak.
I wanted just some meat, and I thought that was the easiest way to get it into my body.
I made fun of Steak Out forever because I would go on the radio and just talk about like who's getting a steak delivered to them, like, and then they brought food. It was goddamn incredible.
It's interesting because I think steak automatically feels like a food you shouldn't get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why that is. Maybe worried about it overcooking in the box, or as long as it's not sitting around, you know, it's nice to let a steak rest anyway. So I don't think you have to eat it immediately. And my steak last night may have opened my eyes to that.
No Aussie fries or?
No. There was the brown bread was in the bag.
Yeah, but you didn't eat it?
I threw it away before I even could look at it. Danielle did get, and reminded me, because she got tuna. She got the ahi tuna.
We were sitting there on Sunday after, she almost died and I almost got framed for murder Saturday night.
It was a tough day. You guys were working through a lot.
Caliente. And so we finally made it home, and it was just like, we felt like, oh, man, we really tore it up on Saturday. So we're looking at food, and I got DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub on my phone, and I'm looking at all of the options, and I was that close from Five Guys. I was like, it was like.
You have been talking about a burger. I thought about you over the weekend because I just remembered that that you had been thinking about a burger, and I wondered if you were satiating your craving yet.
No, I'm going to, I think, on Monday, because I'm playing golf at the Vinoy, and then Monday is National Cheeseburger Day.
Do you know where you're going?
No.
Dude, you need to go to Black Cattle.
Okay. That's the one right next to the Top
Slice. Right next to the Top Slice.
All right.
Dude, I think about that burger more than any other burger.
All right.
Every aspect of that burger, I think, is money. Now, it is it's a smash-style burger, rather than like the thick home-style patty.
But totally fine.
That is my favorite local burger now. And you'll be there. You'll be right in the mix.
I'll be in the burger anyway, so I might as well get a burger there. Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
I was going to say, and it's interesting because I think it ties into to something we wanted to bring up. It's interesting to think about all of the companies, specifically pizza places, that have had their own built-in delivery system forever and how they now, because we ordered from Slice of the Berg, which I'll be celebrating 5 years of Slice of the Berg June 1st.
They've been there 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so we ordered from them on Sunday night. And I got a Greek wrap with a gyro meat in it, which is really nice, and a spinach wrap.
Yeah.
And Danielle got the white pizza on the cauliflower crust. And, dude, I am picky about the cauliflower crust.
Sure.
This cauliflower crust was the crispiest cauliflower crust I've ever had. It was super good.
All right.
But their thing, and we had a guy, I found it almost so refreshing that a guy that works at the place we ordered the food from delivered it, you know, rather than just somebody who accepted an order. The guy showed up. He's in a Slice of the Berg shirt, and he's like, hey, he was a nice guy. You could tell he loved his job. And now everybody who delivers your food doesn't work for the restaurant and where your food comes from.
Hardly any of them do. And you know what? We really should do a better job of seeking out those places where you get delivery from the person who actually works there, because they're personally invested. They want to get your order right. They want to make sure that it's hot. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's tough because I think it's mostly pizza. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think there are many other genres Chinese that are delivering their own food. And by the way, Slice of the Berg, that's June 1st. I'm going to be hanging out there from 12 to 2. But something really cool they're doing that day. We love service industry and especially people that take care of their people.
Yeah.
50% of all the sales on that day is going right back to the staff. 50% of all sales, they're going to split amongst the staff on that day. So that alone is a great reason to go out and spend some money and hook up some hardworking people.
June 2nd?
June 1st.
June 1st. Saturday, that's a week June 1st. From Saturday.
Yep.
Hot diggity damn. Yep. So you go see celebrate Slice of the Berg's 5th anniversary, and when you spend something there, 50% of the money goes right back to the staff.
Yep.
They're right around the corner.
They are. They're very, very close, right in that plaza over on Roosevelt. Remember when we had the guy during COVID who was trying to start, or I don't know if he was delivering other people's food, but remember they started delivering their own food, and he was pretty much saying, you know, we local businesses are letting this mega conglomeration of a company take all of our money. It's kind of surprising, especially in places like Tampa and St. Pete. There hasn't been, like, why would you say there hasn't been a locally owned food delivery place?
I don't know. It's probably because the other companies, it's like Live Nation. They make them sign exclusive. They can't be, though.
There's also probably a technological side of it where you've got to be able to build the framework of an app. Other than that, what would you do? You'd have to be able to call the restaurant. They take your order. Yeah. And then if they then pass it along to the local.
Huh.
I don't know. It seems to not work. I mean, Waiter on Wheels, he was a child molester, but I think his business went down before it even found out that he was touching young boys.
McDivitt's Wings out in West Chase has the option to get delivery on their, but I always, I don't know. I always go pick it up.
Oh, do you think it's them delivering it? Because I know
so.
Some people, it's usually bigger chains, but like, I know Chipotle is one of them. Like, you can go on their website, order it, and deliver it, but it's somebody. Like, they have it built into their framework where it's like you order from them, but then it gets passed along to the delivery.
You know what's weirder than that is when you call, when you order a place for pickup online and you're not ordering it through the restaurant, you go through a Toast app.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why can't I just, like, place my order through? That's so
it
weird.
Must be probably like every business, less people doing more work in the sense of whether it's a bartender or a to-go person, you now probably have them worrying about less if you just run everything through a separate app.
It's already so hard to eat healthy. It's even harder that there are so many options for you. Like when we wanted Five Guys, I'm like, God, I could push a couple of buttons and a sack of cheeseburgers and some of the best fries you're going to find is just going to show up at my front door.
I will say this, and maybe this is just to keep you off of it for one day longer.
Yeah.
Dude, the Five Guys fries do not travel,
in my
opinion.
No.
By the time they get to you, they're, like, maybe if you throw them on a tray and, you know, kick them back up in the oven for a minute, but you're going to get a soggy sack of something.
The first time, not the only time, but the first time I ever narked out a delivery driver was when I got a Five Guys delivery here at work. And there were, like, I ordered a large fries and there were hardly any fries.
I will say, I think we had this debate at the time, but undeniably, Five Guys changed the amount of fries they give you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it used to be laughable, like, the amount of fries that they would give you. You would go, this is insane. How are they staying open?
Yeah.
It's because they have all those damn potatoes there that they're just cutting.
Yeah.
But now it's almost like they fill it up and then they're like, there's a little extra too.
Here's one or two extra fries.
It used to be one full scoop into your carton and then another full scoop into the bag. And now it's like, there's a little extra. A
couple extra french fries for you.
Have a couple peanuts with your potatoes.
Hello there. I've noticed that you've called Drew Graba Live with John Senning. He's John and I'm Drew. Who might you be?
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave. Pleasure to speak with you today, I think.
You too. It's always a pleasure, Drew. You guys are really, really good about talking about food.
Thank you.
I drive around listening to you guys, and I get so freaking hungry.
Good.
And it's not your fault. You're good at it. It's my fault. I can't ever remember any of the places you talk about.
Yes, that is
your fault. I wish you had a list or something, man. You ever thought about doing like an app or something?
No. Why should we make your life easier and enable your horrible memory, Dave? You got to be better at recognition. Have you tried some memory muscle exercises? Like like sitting there and saying to yourself, apple, banana, cinnamon, Denver, egg, football, Gamagachi. I don't know. Is it really that hard to remember the great places we speak about? Like, I'll ask you, Dave.
We named
a couple of places in this first segment, Dave. Let's see how test your instant recall. Name a couple of places that we just talked about.
Five Guys,
see?
Black something over in the Berg.
Yeah,
the Black, is it Black Burger?
No.
Yeah, you'll find your way there.
Hello, welcome to Black Cow. Burger. Black Cattle, I think. Right, John?
Yep. Black Cattle.
Black
Cattle. Okay.
Yep.
Those are the only two I can remember.
But
I know you talked about more, see?
That's so okay. You'll be fine. If you ever have a question, Dave, reach out by email. We'll probably remember, or social media. We'll probably remember. And if we do, we'll put it out there for you.
That's just a lot of work. It's like, you know, what do we do? It's just that first of all, there's nobody here taking notes. So then we, much like you, we don't remember anything.
Nothing.
So you're asking us to now remember more than you have to remember.
Yeah.
We already have a lot to remember.
Yeah.
And then we got to somehow dictate it and then put it into an app or post it on social media.
Dave.
I mean, when you really think about the rigmarole you're asking us to engage in, it's a whole lot, man.
Plus, Dave, like, we already are tasked with, like, capturing audio from our show and putting that up later. And now John's tasked with capturing video from our show and putting that up later. And then we got to help the salespeople out because they're busting their nut trying to make their money. And we got to help them too. So, Dave, I got to say, we're stretched pretty damn thin as a two-man outfit here, buddy.
I get it. I just wish I could remember.
I wish you could.
Write it down.
Get
a note. Get a little recorder thing.
Yeah, do you do voice memo on your phone? You use your phone to call us. You ever do a voice memo like, hey, John and Drew talking about Black Burger, whatever, you know?
I will now.
There you go. God, we've solved problems.
Dude, thinking about the voice recorder thing, I've been listening. I haven't brought this up on the air yet. I've been obsessed with the Bad Friends podcast. Do you know anything about it?
I know nothing.
It's Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Okay.
It's a two-man outfit. I think because they remind me so much of what we do with their back and forth, I've been really listening to it. They had David Spade on. And David Spade was talking about this voice recorder that he had that at different times in his life, all sorts of different people, most notably Chris Farley and Norm MacDonald, had taken his voice recorder and like recorded like full blown bits on this voice recorder.
Oh.
And I forget who else he mentioned. There was a couple people.
Dead people or other people? Yeah.
And he just talked about how his plan always was to take these long-lost tapes and then make an album out of it or release, find a way to release that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it happened recently or when it was, but he said they came in and, like, rearranged his office. And when they did, they moved this shelf where it was on a charger, and it died, and everything that was on it was lost.
God.
What a bummer that would be.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Imagine you got Norm like a, hey, Spade. Yeah. I can't do it, Norm.
Dude, there's this video going viral of Norm MacDonald. I think he was roasting, he might have been roasting Bob Saget, but I don't know how planned it was, but it was 8 minutes of jokes that didn't make any sense. And, like, the caption on it is pretty much like, nobody else could bomb on purpose for 8 minutes and have it be the most genius thing ever. We did not appreciate Norm MacDonald enough, like, not even remotely enough.
He could tell a non-joke and make it hilarious.
And I think, sadly, this period of time we're coming into right now with comedy, I think people could have and would have appreciated him more now and into the future than they did during that time.
Oh, my God, yeah. Hello there. He's John and I'm Drew. Who are you?
My name is Drew.
Actually,
John, Drew from Fort Street Glory Days.
Getting an interesting.
Oh, no. His name is. I know this guy.
I was getting a Drew vibe from you. Like, you might not be an Andrew. You might be a Drew.
Dude, he's a next level Drew.
What do you mean?
DRU.
Yeah. You're a DRU?
Drew with a U.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there?
No, I was going to call because you were talking about a cauliflower crust pizza. We opened up a sister restaurant called Eat Bare Naked right up Drew's alley. And we have cauliflower crust pizzas. We have great healthy food with salads and bowls.
And it's under the, it's connected to Glory Days?
Yeah, it's a sister restaurant. Our executive chef is Chris Pont.
Oh,
Olivia and he's got Pont, Midtown.
Pont area. Yeah, Pont. Have you been to Pont Midtown? That's a great restaurant. Pretty pricey.
I'm still saving up, and I think by 2042 I'll be able to go.
Dude, that's no joke. Like, it was good food, but I don't feel the need to go back there anytime soon because it was hella expensive.
Where is it? Where's this new? Where's this new concept?
It's 3915 Henderson Boulevard.
Oh yeah, I've seen it right here. They got one in Tallahassee too.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. So you're running that show over there?
Yeah, I'm over there now. So it's a great concept. It's a fast casual. You order up at the register, take a number, we give it to you. All fresh food.
Roll in a bowl, John. They got tuna poke, jasmine rice blend, bok choy, golden beets, cucumber, watermelon radish, edamame. Man, that's some tasty sounding stuff.
Dude, the food is fantastic. Not just because I work there.
Yeah.
The food is phenomenal. Our Tampa Hot Bowl is the best bowl in Tampa you'll ever have.
Has
golden jewels with a pimento sauce.
No offense, my
pickled
man.
Pickled red onions, pickles, spicy hot chicken, honey.
All right. You're wrong about that being the best bowl I'll have, because the best bowl in Tampa is a breakfast bowl, and it's at Gray's on Southdale Mabry.
I don't feel
Mabry.
Like a breakfast bowl is in the
it's
bowl
a
conversation.
It's a BYOB. Build your own bowl.
That's not a bowl.
It's a bowl.
Sure, you can have the best breakfast bowl. We'll have the best lunch and dinner bowl. We both win.
All right, we'll see.
I also just like in the 2024, when everybody loves bowls, nobody's talking about breakfast bowls. Like, no offense. Like, if you're like a bowl place just opened up, you're not going to be like, oh, man, I wonder how their grits are.
Yeah, I know. I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Well, you're alone.
I might be, but
you're alone.
But
I mean, the bowl place is not slanging up, you know, biscuits and gravy.
There's no biscuits, but I
does the place have biscuits?
I don't know.
I bet I could get a biscuit as my base in that bowl.
I bet you can't. I bet you get tater tots.
Well, even
I don't.
A real bowl place doesn't have tater tots.
Grits, roasted peppers and tomatoes, spinach, goat cheese. God, it's so good.
Dude, I mean, Fresh Kitchen is a bowl place.
It is. That's a, that you're right.
That's a bull place. That I almost sent it to you the other day when we were looking for something new and you were downtown. The Naked Farmer. You ever had that?
I've not had it. I've heard of it though.
Yeah, yeah. Their bulls were just looked a little too intense. But that's also a bull place.
To put a bow on the restaurant conversation. I don't know if you saw this St. Pete restaurant news. That is bad news for breakfast fans, but good news for animal lovers everywhere. Bacon bitch. Bye, bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the guy that did or did not kill the cat?
Yeah. Closed overnight.
Wow. That was, never made it. Made it there. It was almost like immediately everybody who I thought went there was like, it's just hype.
It is all hype. All influencers, all like, yeah.
That's got to be prime locale.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's also a very, very small spot. So it would almost be best for like maybe a little taco shop or something out the window rather than trying to get a bunch of people sat in there.
Yeah, like Bodega, like that little tiny
I think it was.
Oh, was it Bodega?
If it wasn't, it was right next to it. But Bodega also moved a little bit down. So I think it may have been the Bodega window initially.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.